and good evening. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutan.
You're watching Consider This, the show where we want you to consider and then reconsider what you know of the news of the day. Let's take a quick look at the latest COVID-19 numbers. Malaysia recorded 170 new cases today, bringing the total to 3,963 infections. Now, in his daily briefing today, Health Director General Dr. Nur Hisham Abdullah also reported that 30 medical personnel have contracted COVID-19 from their patients. These 30 were infected because they were working in ICUs and had contracted the virus from sporadic cases or patients who were not diagnosed as COVID-19 patients. Now, as they were not COVID-19 patients, the medical staff did not wear the personal protective equipment and therefore got infected. So as a result of this, the Health Ministry has instructed all patients to be treated as COVID-19 positive until tested otherwise. Now, today, of course, is World Health Day. So let's spare a thought for our frontliners who are risking their own lives to save our lives. Sharad?
Yeah, Melissa, you know, we had very disturbing news coming from Indonesia as well today, citing the number of doctors who have died as a result of this COVID crisis. Right. And I think perhaps that's the saddest story to be told, the loss of lives of medical practitioners, nurses, doctors, those in the front line really shouldn't be dying at this point in time.
Right, yes. So let's all stay home so that they can do their work and stay at work for us. Now, let's take a look at some other COVID-related news. The Defence Minister, Dato' Sri Ismail Sabri Yaakob, today in a briefing said that the government will cover the cost of hotel accommodation designated as quarantine centres of up to 150 ringgit a day. This is for rooms and for food. Now, I think this comes as there's been a lot of chatter on social media about, you know, staying at really nice hotels. Photos of people coming back and being in these hotels that have been designated as quarantine centres but are in a setting of luxury.
You know, Melissa, one of the things that the COVID crisis has done is it made very clear who is really privileged and who isn't. And, you know, and very often measures taken in the interest of everybody disproportionately hurts one segment of society as opposed to the other. Of course, we know that the disease itself is blind to questions of gender and class and so on and so forth. But when it comes to finding comforts and other kinds of privileges, class is one of those things. So I think Malaysians have become much more aware of that. And this was just another instance, perhaps based on incomplete information, but that kind of took that message home again, that there are people who are privileged and who are comfortable despite the MCO.
Well, you know, the funny thing is that the government has come out to clarify, to say that, you know, the inclusion of the 4- and 5-star hotels were partly due to a request from foreign embassies who wanted a better accommodation for these quarantine centres. But it just seems that, I think, in certain contexts, it looks like there are some people being chosen for, you know, a more luxurious quarantine stay as opposed to others. I'm sure that the government has said that this is absolutely random, that, you know, there is no kind of cherry picking when it comes to where you are quarantined. But whether that message has been accepted by netizens is another issue.
Yeah, there's also a question of the hoteliers. And in fact, we've had several news reports where hoteliers have said that they are also very uncertain about the measures being put in place, whether there's this 150 ringgit subsidy cap or whether they get a full payment. And so in some of the reports, they noted that at an earlier briefing, they were told that if they gave a discount, that they would be fully covered when they took on people under quarantine. Mm. So again, some confusion in terms of messaging. What are the institutions you know, designated to put out this message, and have they reached the necessary stakeholders in a way that's been clear to them? And clearly that's failed.
All right, well, we've got more news, more departures from top posts at government agencies. Now, insurance industry veteran Zakri Khair has resigned as chairperson of SOXO today. Zakri was appointed in 2018 by the now defunct Council of Eminent Persons to chair SOCSO, and this is said to be based on his expertise in the insurance and the risk business. He was also the first Malaysian appointed as country manager for Allianz. So according, this is Allianz Malaysia. Now, according to sources, Sabah Bernam MP Datuk Fasiah Fakeh of Bersatu has been picked as Zakri's successor.
Yeah, so we're seeing some of these movements in GLCs and such and agencies. And because some people might think this is par for the course, a new government comes in, people change. After all, when Pakatan Harapan took power, they did the same thing. But the difference is who those individuals are.
Right.
You know, Melissa, when you read out the CV of that individual who's now, the chairman who's now resigned, well, what we get to see is the reason he was put in that position.
Exactly.
Now, many of our institutions were also under a cloud. The questions of integrity, the questions of, you know, collusion in the 1MDB issue, all these were actually were paramount in choosing the right people, people with integrity. So we see also the removal and several days ago of the chairperson of the Human Resource Development Fund,
HRDF.
Now the person who's replaced her is, you know, a former MIC, a youth chief. Now, again, we're returning to the old way of Malaysia's, you know, the old ways of doing business, which is that, you know, these positions get used to reward people politically. And the question is whether that's happening now.
Well, I think the questions we should be asking, and these questions are making their rounds with credible news organizations, whether, there are reasons that have been explained for any these tenures, often early contracts that were supposed to be ended later have
like
been...
Like Bank Rakyat chairperson
exactly,
as well?
Datuk Noor Pakam. So her tenure was supposed to end in December. That had been brought forward. She was removed as chairperson of Bank Rakyat. I mean, and you know what that means for corporate governance, because often these are institutions that have Bank Rakyat, for instance, you mentioned, Sharad, has had a troubled past when it comes to, you know, I think there was an issue of the involvement of Tan Sri Shukri Mohamed Saleh with the audit of 1MDB. So all these things, I think it's worth to remember as we're focused on fighting the pandemic, there are maneuverings behind the scenes.
Absolutely. You know, this is part of the problem. You know, when the whole country is looking in one direction,
exactly,
other things are happening and we must not lose sight of them.
Okay, we have to look at everything all the time. Okay, we're going to take a closer look at cybersecurity and the debate around video conferencing apps that's coming up in just a couple of minutes. So stay tuned to consider this.